Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
Brand new hour of the starting lineup. Not to go all Russell Wilson on you, but 99.1, the Sports Animal. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Ooh. We haven't done cliffhanger in a quick little hot minute.
Let's climb.
Yeah, let's climb. Can you imagine being a Broncos fan, giving up all that capital to get Russell Wilson just
really
to look
bad
at a camera and talk about Subway sandwiches, telling you to let's
you
ride?
And you suck. Yeah. They suck. Sorry,
you know,
John Wilkerson.
You know what I would rather have right now? Hot, fresh, piping barbecue right there on my plate. Add a little hush puppy to the side. Maybe get you some coleslaw. Tall, ice-cold sweet tea. Buddy's Barbecue's been smoking for the last 50 years. And friends, family, they want to be able to hand $25 over to you. Think about it. You're going to be doing all this holiday shopping this weekend, right? Of course you are. So how about the opportunity to keep your stomach happy with barbecue from the best dang provider East Tennessee has to offer? I'm telling you, buddies.
They have really good breakfast, too.
Remember what you said we were going to do before we came back from break?
What's that?
No, you asked me to invite me out to go out and do something today.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, I'd be up for that. Only if we go to Buddy's first. Then we go over there.
Okay.
Think about it. Put together an itinerary and let me know. 656-9900. Let's get Patrick in here first. Patrick, this is how Cliffhanger works quickly. We are going to give you questions. You have up until 15 spots before you fall off our metaphorical cliff. And, of course, if you have the fewest amount of spots up the cliff, you're going to win that gift card to our friends over at Buddy's Barbecue. Now, Patrick, you know there's going to be three questions. The average listener gets 15 spots on those questions. You have to decide who's going to give you the easiest path with the fewest steps up the mountain, me or Logan Ward?
Tyler.
All right, Patrick, appreciate you. Hey, Jesse, you and Logan need to hold tight. We'll find out what your matchup looks like. Patrick, thanks for having confidence in me. Here's your first question. As of today, if you were to pop up the college football playoff rankings, how many SEC teams would be in those rankings? 1 through 25.
In the top 25, you said?
Yeah, how many SEC teams... Without Googling or looking it up, how many top 25 teams are currently, SEC teams are ranked in that top 25?
There's four.
There's six, but you only move up two spots, so you're doing pretty well for your first guess. Josh Heupel's been Tennessee's head football coach now for two full regular seasons. How many total wins does he have, Patrick? It's always weird hearing myself in the background. It's crazy. I just get that in my head.
17.
You kidding me? The answer's 17. Very nicely done. Patrick, while you got me, see that knob right there on your radio? Turn it a little bit down right there. Like, give me that lefty right there. Thank you.
Got you.
Thank
I got
you, brother.
You. Sorry, man.
The Tennessee Titans are one of how many teams that are still undefeated in division play this year in the National Football League? So if you looked right now at division records, the Titans are one of how many teams undefeated when they play their own division rivals?
Three.
Correct answer is five. Holy smokes. Homeboy only moved up four spots. My goodness.
Dang.
Jesse, Logan Ward, you guys got your work cut out for you. Good morning to you, Jesse.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Jesse, we got to beat four, so we have a tough hill to climb right here. Here we go. Tennessee basketball's leading scorer is Josiah Jordan-James, but he's only played three games this season. So outside of Josiah, their leading scorer is Santiago Vescovi. How many points is he averaging a game?
Let's say 16.
Oh, no.
He's at 12.
He needs a perfect two questions. I've seen it done before.
We've got to go perfect. If you are aware of two stars left in the college football playoff, I think you're going to get this question right. Max Duggan is TCU's starting quarterback.
You're not about to ask him about Max Duggan.
How many touchdown passes have Max Duggan thrown this season?
Oh.
It's a lot.
Oh, no.
It's a lot.
All right, Jesse, that's what I want
Tyler's
saying.
Question.
Just think of a lot. What's a good touchdown number?
65.
Jesse,
did what? You say 65?
Jesse, why'd you do that to him? Jesse, why'd you do that to him? He's funny. Jesse's funny. Okay. What's the answer?
That's funny. It's 29.
Give him the last question. Jesse's funny. Go ahead.
All right, last one that made my morning.
You Michigan asked him to give him a passing touchdown number. He gave it to you.
Not 65. Michigan
he
running
said
back.
A lot.
A lot. Okay.
Jesse, tell him.
The answer
he
was 29.
Say a lot.
Come on. Last one. The Michigan running back Blake Corum, he is going to have a season-ending knee surgery. He's also a Heisman contender. How many rushing touchdowns does Corum have this season?
Don't do it, Jesse. Don't do it, Jesse.
20.
Oh, 18. That's a good guess.
I really thought Jesse was going to say 65 again.
So what are we at now? Like,
we're at congratulating Patrick is what we're at right now. Hey, Buddy's Barbecue, thank you guys.
That was hilarious.
$25 gift card. Patrick, that's going to be your stocking stuffer this year. Lunch specials each and every day at your neighborhood Buddy's that's been smoking for 50 years. People want to know why I like getting up early. Why do I love doing morning drive here in Knoxville, Tennessee? Listeners like Jesse. Some of you guys are actually comedians and shower in front of the mirror, but you guys pick up a telephone and call us up here at 656-9900. And I want to let you know, this is a genuine smile you can hear on my face right now, because some of you guys out there and some of you gals out there are absolutely incredible.
Jesse's number was 44.
Ah.
He was right there.
But you know what Jesse earned?
A lot of respect from me.
The next time we play the game and Jesse wants to play, he's getting a Disney Fast Pass right to the front line. That guy's open mic night, $5 try the veal if I've ever heard one before in my life. 99.1, you're listening to the Esports Animal. Let's talk bowls. Let's talk conference championship. That begins tonight in Vegas with Utah and USC. That's next here on the Animal.
Yeah, Tyler, good morning. Yesterday, Tennessee tight end Miles Campbell announced he is entering the transfer portal. So far, since the end of the regular season, Tennessee has had 5 players enter the transfer portal. In college football yesterday, the College Football Playoff Board of Directors officially announced the playoff will expand to 12 teams in 2024. The top 4 seeds will get a first-round bye, and the first round will take place Saturday, ending December 21st. That's going to take place on either the campus sites of the higher seed or a designated site chosen by the higher seed. Elsewhere, Michigan running back Blake Corum will undergo knee surgery and miss the rest of the season. Thursday night football last night in the NFL, the Bills took down the Patriots 24-10. Josh Allen threw for 223 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's 8-12. We preview conference championships Saturday and Friday night with the Pac-12 tonight and the rest tomorrow. That's coming up next here on TSL. Have a good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series or bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Were we really just talking North Texas, UTSA football during the break?
We love Conference USA.
Conference
here on TSL.
USA. But hey, it's conference championship game. And right here, written down on the show rundown that you sent me last night, let's talk about conference championship weekend at the 8:15 break. Well, it's 8:20. And you said, let's talk conference championship weekend. So why don't should we break down North Texas versus Utah? I'm being told we're not breaking down. Jeff Jarnigan apparently has just sent a bat phone message that says, do not break down North Texas UTSA.
And that's after he told us that we can't break down Team USA against the Netherlands tomorrow.
So you're going to think I'm kidding with you. You think I'm screwing with you. I was going to do a segment that was going to be called 60 Good Seconds of Soccer. And I was actually going to call my dude Lucas Panzica over at the Zone in Nashville and be like, Lucas, give me 60 Good Seconds on soccer.
He knows soccer, doesn't he?
Panzica?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Panzica, I might be wrong on this. I might be wrong on this, but I think I'm accurate. Panzica's mom is Italian and his dad's Brazilian.
Oh, okay.
So if there's anybody who I know who knows a little bit about footy, that'd be Panzeca.
Footy.
So listen to me over here with the slang terms like I know. You know, when the Cavs are wearing their kits on the pitch, you know, I'm sorry, you guys call it soccer. I call it football. yeah, so we're not going to be doing 60 good seconds of soccer.
Because we like ratings. And good ratings.
That we do. And those have been reflected the last couple of weeks, which we say thank you to those of you who join us each and every morning, whether it's locally terrestrial on AM 990 or FM 99.1. We know you guys also have those streams and those apps as well. That is at 991thesportsanimal.com. And, of course, a free download in the App Store if you're an Apple user, the Google Play Store for Android users. Let's get real here. USC Utah tonight. Logan Ward, I'll give you the first word on the Pac-12 championship and all but drying concrete on the fourth spot of the college football playoffs.
Why does this feel like USC is just going to come out and roll?
Because we've asked Kyle Whittingham more than once this year to show us that his defense is up for the challenge, and he's just been meat.
And they gave up 42 points to this USC bunch without Jordan Addison late in that game. I think he went out like late third quarter. So if he stays in, maybe they win, maybe they don't. It was a very close game in a hostile environment there in Salt Lake City. I think it's going to be USC tonight. Lincoln Riley has been in this position before. Same with Kyle Whittingham, but more talent. And by the way, Caleb Williams, Heisman Trophy winner. I don't think that they let this one slip tonight.
Yeah, USC to me rolls in a big way in this game. I almost want to say I'm as confident on USC rolling against Utah as I am Kansas State covering. You know what? I should just hang it on the line. If I'm that confident in 2.5 on USC covering, I should just go ahead and just let the ham bone just ham bone.
Yeah, it's not basketball.
All right, I'll ham bone it. I'm just as confident in USC rolling against Utah as I am Kansas State's beating TCU tomorrow. So there's a reason why two of my three selections are being yacked about right now here on the program. Quickly closing, USC rolls Utah?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Early game tomorrow is that Big 12 title game. I want to know why we are so opposite on this game. You're California, I'm North Carolina. You're Texas, I'm North Dakota. Why is it we are so sideways on this game? I think Kansas State turns this thing into a deep-fried, absolute pigpen game against TCU tomorrow. You, on the other hand, you think this is going to be nothing but chalkity-chalk-chalk.
And that's fine with saying that Kansas State and Chris Klieman is going to have to ugly the game up, because that's what we have come to expect from, you know, K-State. Even though they have won some higher-scoring games, with that, though, that's fine, but we have seen TCU not just win one way. They have not just won scoring 55 points every single game. They have won ugly games, 17-10 on the road in Austin. They won a high-scoring game between Texas Tech, 34-24.
Right.
And then we've also seen them win in blowout fashion. So they win in a multitude of ways. If K-State wants to ugly the game, that's fine. But we have seen TCU play that way. I think that they win tomorrow because they see the moment that is ahead of them. I'm a big believer in Max Duggan and what Sonny Dykes has done. They have NFL receivers all over the field. I think it's going to be a close game, but I would take TCU to win. I am taking TCU to win.
Do you believe people started taking TCU more serious after the Texas game because their defense showed up?
Yes.
They weren't just kind of that like sexy hypnotoad offense?
Because remember, they were supposed to lose their last three games against Iowa State, Baylor, and Texas. They were supposed to lose two of those three.
Oh, I was on this program saying if they do get past Texas, they won't get past Baylor.
Before the Texas Tech game, their win total live in Vegas was 10.5, and the juice, it was 9.5, and the juice was on the under.
Yeah.
They're a 12-0 football team. They're really good.
I've spoke my piece on this game. Chris Klieman, I was born to ride with Chris Klieman. I'm going to die riding with Chris Klieman. Little did I know that the NDSU coach would take over for Bill Snyder in Manhattan, and it would turn into this at Kansas State. Middle game. I feel like that we're doing a disservice by not mentioning the SEC championship game, but I can't recall the last time there was an SEC championship game that I literally didn't want to turn on because I know the outcome. If you rent a horror movie from Blockbuster or Redbox, you know what you're going to get. A slasher film where teens are going to be doing teen things and people are going to get scared coming out of the closet. I know what I'm going to watch tomorrow between LSU and Georgia, and that's just going to be an absolute just how dare you
smack around with some white gloves like we are the Monopoly man showing up at the ball.
I don't know if Georgia covers the spread because it's like 17 to 17 and a half in some books. I don't know if they cover because that is a big spread. And LSU is a talented football team. They lost all the wind in their sails last week against Texas A&M.
But are you surprised this is the largest spread on the books this weekend? I thought Michigan-Purdue without a doubt, but it is by a point and a half, depending on where you're shopping. LSU-Georgia is the largest spread of the weekend.
Yeah, I am.
You are surprised?
I am surprised.
Okay, good.
But I think that Georgia, we've seen it. Missouri didn't want to be there. Tennessee wanted to be there, dominated that whole entire game. This is a game where I don't think Georgia covers, but there's going to be no doubt who is the better team.
So I want to make sure I'm hearing you accurately. LSU does not show up to the Dome and doesn't pull off the upset of upsets, or as somebody once called it, the greatest heist of the century.
No, they do not.
Okay. Night games quickly. Anything you got for Purdue, Michigan?
No, Michigan rolls.
Best of wishes and thoughts to Aiden O'Connell's family. Yeah. Quarterback Tennessee saw last year in the Music City Bowl, unexpectedly lost his brother. Man.
Super sad.
That is... Oh. I got a younger sister, man. I'm going to be shredded if anything ever happens to her. That's. Can you imagine trying to get ready for a massive, massive game like the conference championship and then your brother's gone? That takes a strong individual. So thoughts up for Aiden O'Connell. I think Michigan rolls in that game. Quickly, UNC Clemson. We got about 60 seconds here. You like Drake May a lot. This is a stay away game in any way, shape, or form. I'll watch it, and it might end up being the most entertaining game of the 2 days. But your overall thoughts, kind of Clemson, UNC, and Charlotte tomorrow night?
I think Clemson ekes one out there at the very end, maybe a last second field goal. I don't trust DJ QB. I don't think Dabo Swinney does. Drake May has not played great the past couple of weeks against Georgia Tech and NC State, but he has the higher ceiling, and I think Mac Brown's going to get his team going. It's 7.5. To the window. I took UNC. I think Clemson wins, but
yeah,
more than a touchdown, that's too many for me.
Before we part ways for Start Bench Cut this morning, I actually want to send a special shout out. I'm not big on shout outs, but I feel like if people or an organization or a group of people bust their rear end, that they should be recognized and acknowledged. I said this a few times during the football season, and I want to reiterate it again tonight, especially with us doing our Christmas parade here in the building downtown Knoxville. To our local law enforcement out there, to Knox County Police, everybody works at the city, everybody works at the county. You guys have just done an absolute, just incredible job. Whether it was during football season, whenever I'm trying to get to a parking spot, navigating traffic, making sure everybody got to the stadium, left the stadium safe and sound. Same with the UT police that were down there as well. And to the local law enforcement that are going to be down there helping us out today to make sure things stay safe and sound and we can complete the Christmas parade. Man, I'm going to tell you, there are some cities, there are some stadiums I go to, there are just some towns where their law enforcement are just jerks. They're always in a bad mood. They always have some reason why they can't be kind to you, like you're bothering them or you're disrupting their day. I have never had a better 12-week, 14-week experience than the people that I had a chance to come across or help me when it comes to certain situations. It just seemed like they had the right people at the right time in the right spots. So for those of you out there this holiday season, if you see one of your favorite people or if you see some law enforcement or if you see a responder out there and they're at the coffee or they're getting some food or they're at a table with their family, man, don't hesitate to pay it forward, all right? You know, I'm the type of guy who's out and about quite often, and I see a lot of people, a lot of hardworking men and women and individuals out there. And this year, man, I guess I was just, as I mentioned, the right place at the right time because I've had nothing but just absolute, just incredible experiences, patience, kindness. These people are overworked. They work way too hard. They're underpaid. And these people are absolutely out there just being gems each time I came across them. So shouts to you guys out there protecting us and doing all the community service and the fantastic things you guys do. I just wanted to pass that along this holiday season. Yeah, and in particular, the special individual who works for the Blount County Police Department who didn't give me a speeding ticket like 3 months ago for going 29 over on Pellissippi. Stop laughing. That's not funny. That's not what I was doing, okay? Probably should have got reckless driving while I'm texting you. Why am I speeding down Alcoa Highway, Pellissippi Parkway, 99.1? You're listening to the Esports Animal. The next time they'll put me in jail. You think the signal will reach into a concrete cell? Also coming up today on the program, Tennessee, before we say goodbye today, the destination you need to know. I know the results don't come out. The bids aren't accepted until Sunday. Wink. But we can go ahead and give you an idea of where that's going to be. And right now, I don't think Tennessee fans are going to be too happy. Earlier this week, you were upset because Bama was ahead of Tennessee. But there was at least a consolation prize of going to the beach. Now, Big Bad Ohio State's going to do what? They're still going to get their way? SBC now here on TSL.
All right, Tyler, which conference championship game will have the largest margin of victory? The SEC, the Big Ten, or everyone's favorite game, Conference USA?
Conference USA, I do declare.
I am an MTSU boy, so
I'm going to start the Big Ten. I think Michigan has their way with Purdue with as many or as little as they want. I'm going to bench, believe it or not, Conference USA. I think today UTSA just handoff.
Just
hand
off.
Handoff. You're on that under today, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you are. Stick around for Riding with Ivins. I think you're going to want to hear my thoughts on the Conference USA game because you're going to want to fade me. I'll bench Conference USA. I'm going to cut the SEC, believe it or not. I know that spreads up to 17, 18 in some books. I think LSU's getting a few too many points there.
I'm going to start the Big Ten. I will bench the SEC. I'm going to cut Conference USA. I'm not trying to fade you or anything. I just think what North Texas has done on defense the last month or so has been very impressive. And UTSA definitely has one of the better offenses in the country. They're a lot of fun to watch. Definitely watch the game tonight. Just don't score 70, though. I will cut Conference USA. Who will be number 4 in the college football playoff when it's announced on Sunday? Ohio State, USC, or TCU?
I'm going to start TCU. I'm going to bench USC. I'm going to cut Ohio State. TCU stays in the playoff when they lose to Kansas State, but they won't have a conference championship. That extra game's going to help them. USC's win tonight pops them to 3. You'll have a Georgia-TCU Peach Bowl. You'll have a Michigan-USC Fiesta Bowl.
Give me chalk this weekend. I will start USC. I will bench TCU because even if they lose, I don't think they're going to lose, but if they do, they will stay in. I'm taking TCU money line, and then I will cut Ohio State. I also, there's a lot of people out there that still think Bama's going to jump Ohio State. That I do not believe, so I will cut Ohio State. Best NFL game this weekend, the Dolphins against the 49ers, the Chiefs and the Bengals, or the Titans and the Eagles?
Titans versus the Eagles is the start. I want to see if this defense can actually show a bounce back performance against Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown. Plus, I just said the name that nobody wants to hear when it comes to Titans football games, AJ Brown, Arthur Juan, that rivalry. And should he have been traded? Do you let him go? Do you sign him? That thing's been carrying over for some time. Mr. Twitter himself, AJ Brown. I think Titans fans are ready for a little bit of a revenge and a shut up factor for AJ Brown. I'm going to bench Dolphins, Niners. I'm going to cut Chiefs, Bengals. I'm like, I get it. Rematch of the AFC division last year. Correction, conference championship weekend. But I got to see a little bit more out of Cincinnati before I start buying them. Yeah, even after Cincinnati's victory in Nashville last week, I need a little bit more before I buy them.
I'm going to start the Titans and the Eagles. I think AJ Brown's going to have a huge, huge day. He's probably going to tweet that out before the game and then delete it 5 minutes later. But just have your screenshots ready, people. I will bench the Chiefs and the Bengals. The Bengals are coming along. I think last week's win against the Titans going on the road against a really good defense. I think they're going to start to look kind of what we saw in the playoffs last season. Definitely not that good, but we will see flashes of that down the stretch. And then I will cut the Dolphins and the 49ers. Sunday is National Cookie Day.
Yeah, it is.
What's the worst cookie available?
Not the best.
The worst.
Ooh, you better have oatmeal raisin on here.
That's my cut.
Wait, you actually have oatmeal raisin on here? Go ahead.
Yes, oatmeal raisin.
Trash.
Macadamia nut.
Trash.
Or gingerbread. Gingerbread's seasonal, though.
So we're talking about the worst cookie.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to start the...
So the start's the one that's the absolute worst of the worst.
Correct. I'm going to start the macadamia nut.
Wrong.
I will bench the gingerbread.
Wrong.
Because it's seasonal. I will eat a gingerbread. I'm just not going to eat it in July. And then I will cut the oatmeal raisin. I love oatmeal raisin cookies. Apparently, that's like a hot take around the office. I love them.
Because we enjoy great things. You clearly are Oscar the Grouch and just eat trash for a living.
You got mad when I played Christmas music this morning.
Yeah, don't do that again. Or I'll force you to eat an oatmeal raisin cookie that you apparently like. I'll start oatmeal raisin. I'm going to bench macadamia nut. I'm going to cut gingerbread. I don't need nuts in my cookies.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My grandmother, God rest her soul, she used to sit out a bag of nuts next to the ingredients to see what my reaction would be every time I come in the kitchen, and she never put nuts in there. Sharon Detrick. Man, does she have a sense of humor.
Who will Tennessee play in a bowl game? Clemson, Tulane, or UCF?
Gonna bench Tulane. I'm gonna start Tulane. I'll bench UCF. I'll cut Clemson.
I'm gonna start Tulane.
I cannot believe we're actually doing this.
I'm gonna start Tulane. I think it's gonna be the Cotton Bowl. I'm sorry, Tennessee fans. I would prefer to go to Miami too, even though I'll already be in the state.
There's some Cowboy fan, Vol fans out there who don't even care that it's in the Cotton Bowl. Hey,
yeah, double dip.
They don't even care.
Go double dip.
Do you know how many Vols Cowboys fans I know?
There's a lot.
And I asked them, hey, but at least you get to go to Jerry World. I don't go to Jerry World. Really?
It is a sight to see. Very nice stadium.
The only positive to playing Tulane.
Tickets won't be that expensive.
The second thing about playing Tulane is I hope they wear their baby blue jerseys so at least it'll look cool
nice.
On the field.
God, those are very sharp. Nice.
And they got that old mean wave that's got the megaphone.
Very nice.
That's an awesome classic logo. I'm glad they brought that back.
I'm going to bench Clemson. I still think that there could be a little bit of thing if Ohio State gets out of their feelings. I don't blame them, though, by the way. And then I will cut UCF. Last one. Tonight is the station's annual Christmas parade.
Yeah, it is.
Come out and see us. What's the best part of the parade? The marching band, the floats, or Santa?
Well, I got to know if I've been on the naughty or nice list. And that's usually I usually get sent into the interior.
So you want us to answer that?
We get set up outside of the Knoxville Convention Center. I like going inside where all the hot lamps are, and I have Santa interrogate me for about an hour and 5 minutes.
Who are you riding with tonight, by the way?
Gosh, the better question is, who's riding with Ivins?
Ooh, look what you did there.
I think my boy Vincenzo.
I'm with Ainge.
Not a...
yeah.
Ooh.
We'll see if he shows up.
Ooh. I'm going to start Santa. I'm going to bench floats. I'm going to cut the marching band. And I love the marching band. I ever tell you about this one time I was at band camp, and... twofer for those of you out there.
I'm going to start Santa. I will bench the floats. I'm going to cut the marching band. I mean, marching band's fine. It's just not my favorite. Star Bench Cup brought to you today here on TSL on a Friday by our friend Jeremy over at Blue Water Climate Control. Try their excellent smooth sailing service plan, seasonal inspections throughout the year on a routine basis, payment options for a low monthly cost of less than $17 a month, no overtime fees even for emergencies occurring outside of business hours and on weekends or holidays. Go online to set up your appointment, bluewaterclimatecontrol.com, or give them a call today, 865-299-2290.
When you are as cold as a polar bear's toenail at picking games, you tap your heart and you go to family. No, we're not going to go watch Fast and the Furious. We're going to make a pick that's family related.
My family.
99.1 The Sports Animal. We wrap things up next.
Tennessee tight end Miles Campbell announced yesterday he is entering the transfer portal. So far since the end of the regular season, Campbell is the fifth Vol to enter the transfer portal. In college football yesterday, the College Football Playoff Board of Directors officially announced the playoff will expand to 12 teams beginning in 2024. The top four seeds will get a first-round bye. The first round will take place the week ending Saturday, December 21st. Elsewhere, Michigan running back Blake Corum will undergo surgery on his knee and miss the rest of the season. In the NFL last night on Thursday Night Football, the Bills took down the Patriots 24-10. Josh Allen threw for 223 yards and two touchdowns. In college basketball, an upset out in the Pac-12 as Utah took down number 4 Arizona 81-66. It's 8:45, riding with Ivins coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, final minutes of the starting lineup for your Friday. It's so weird to be in studio on a Friday. That's how you know college football is starting to come to a slow, slow, miserable end. Especially if you're a Tennessee fan that come Sunday, more than likely you're going to see yourself in Dallas, Texas. It's Arlington, Ivins. Okay, Arlington, all right? It's like whenever people are like, don't call UCF campuses on Orlando. It's Orlando, okay? That's Dallas. That's Orlando.
That actually is Orlando, though.
I get, it's kind of.
Jerry's World isn't, but go ahead. We digress.
Ride with Ivan's being brought to you by friends over at American Outdoor Equipment. Of course, they have Christmas cash ready to hand to you, 1,000 to be exact, up until December the 23rd. So look, you know American Outdoor Equipment with Tyler O'Brien there in Rockwood. They're your exclusive provider of all things Branson tractors. So they're going to be closed the week after Christmas. So I'm trying to warn you, you've got today through the 23rd to get that $1,000 Christmas cash back. When it comes to your Branson tractors, the terrain, what you need for your outdoor, the equipment is located at American Outdoor Equipment, Gateway Avenue in Rockwood. All right. I'm getting a lot of support this morning on Twitter. Not only are you guys knowledgeable, but you're passionate. And I love both of those. You guys are there with me when we're hot. And you guys have been there for me when we have been ice cold. I'm as cold as the drinks you sip on at night when you're at the dinner table. Ice cubes floating. It is just bad news bears right now. But I was always taught when you're going through a tough time, you reach out to your family. Shouts to my cousin Pearson, recent graduate of the University of Texas at San Antonio. Look, Tyler, I couldn't be there due to my football schedule, Pearson, but I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks. My family's excited because they're like, if you're coming to Arlington for the bowl game, we'll drive up and see you. She's a Roadrunner, and later today in the Conference USA Championship game, UTSA is playing North Texas. Logan, I believe you have the under in this game for your two to window selection.
Just don't score 70.
All right. Well, UTSA is going to do a lot of scoring today. It's 8.5, and I'm going to lay those points today. The runners, they do just that. They run all over the mean green North Texas. Your play for Friday, December the 2nd. Give me the runners. Minus 8.5. Good Lord, if you're looking over me today, your boy Ivins needs a winner. You got any goodbye music for us so we can get Eric and Brian in here? We're doing the parade tonight, and I'm going to be spreading Christmas cheer. So be sure you stop out. If you see us, shake hands. Say hello. I love hanging out with you guys. I love meeting you guys. I'll probably have a coffee in my hand, walk up, let's have a conversation. Let's chat it up. I can tell you how I really feel about Tennessee going to Arlington for the Cotton Bowl. But hey, at least Tulane is going to look good in their jerseys, right?
And tickets are going to be cheap. Maybe.
Texas, they do a whole lot of trade this Coke can in and you get like $5 off your ticket.
Do they?
I'm going to be drinking like 18 Dr. Peppers on the way down to Dallas. Does this whole 18-pack get me a free ticket to the Cotton Bowl? No? Yeah. EA, Brian, handoff complete, boys. Take on over. That's going to be to Josh and Swain, noon to 3, 3 to 7. John and Jimmy, they got you covered right here on the flagship station for Tennessee football. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Hey, go out there and enjoy conference championship weekend. You heard?
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.